BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history. But fortunately for us, God wrote it down, all in His prophecies, what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective. For without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, The Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your device that you're watching us on or listening to us on. Tonight's Sledgehammer Show is Sledgehammer Show number 418. Open Anti-Semitism, a sign of the prophetic time we live in. And we're going to talk about this group from the NC Renegade. But first, let me introduce myself to you. I'm Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people. Come out any Saturday, that's the Shabbat, at 11 a.m. for worship, the news, and the word. Come out to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. You don't have to be Jewish to be with us. You don't have to be white to be with us. You could be a person seeking the truth. It doesn't matter what background you came from. What matters is that where you're heading and that you're searching for truth. So come to Beth Goyim, 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. If you want to send us an email, send it to info@thesledgehammershow.com. Let us know if you love or hate us. It doesn't matter. Okay, we can take it. We're strong. So send us an email at info@thesledgehammershow.com. We're putting our videos on many different websites right now. For the Sledgehammer Show, we are streaming on Facebook, on YeshuaTube, and on Facebook, YeshuaTube, and Rumble. And there you see our links to where you can find us on. We put our stuff on Twitter, Gab, Vimeo, YouTube, USA Life, thetorahnetwork.com. So you can find us in many places, and we're trying to expand even more to Frank speech and to Roku. So check us out. Okay, and if you'd like to support the ministry, send a check or money order to Beth Goyim. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue, Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim, 800 West 3rd Avenue, in Lexington, North Carolina. Once again, I am joined on the line with my good friend Ben Jimenez, who found out later in life that he was a Jew. Okay, so we're going to be talking about anti-Semitism tonight. You know, one of the things that really hit me is, you know, growing up as a Jew, it's a little bit different than finding out that you're Jew a little later in life. You know, it's still that you're Jewish, but growing up Jewish is, you know, a whole nother ball game. Okay, so we're going to be talking about the hatred worldwide of the Jew, and really very strongly here in America. But first we're going to start out with the Word of God, because that's vitally important. Because without the Word of God, you're nothing. Okay, so if you don't believe in the Bible, then you're just plain stupid. Okay, you're a moron. And if you don't believe in God, you're really, you're going to hell. Okay, so, and then you'll realize in hell that there really is a God. Okay, but first we got to talk to the Christians. Because they're what we in Messianic call scripture light. Okay, so we're going to look at the book of Hebrews. That's in the New Testament for you newbies and for you limited knowledge of scripture people. The book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8. Yeshua the Messiah is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay? Yesterday, today, and forever means he's never going to change. Okay? So, let's look at something here. He was born Jewish. Okay? So, he comes from a Jewish family. He had a ministry to the lost sheep of Israel. That's Messiah Yeshua. Okay, so Yeshua is Jesus' real Hebrew name. There are no little Jewish boys with the name of Jesus. That's a pagan name. Okay, he was called Yeshua when he got circumcised. Okay, there are no little Jewish boys with the name of Jesus. So he got the name Yeshua, which means salvation. Okay. So he was born Jewish, he has ministry to the lost sheep of Israel, he was crucified by the Gentiles as the king of Israel, he was not crucified by the Jewish people. They didn't like him, but they had no power to kill. They had no power to crucify. And Pilate was noted for how many people he had killed. So he wasn't worried about the little Jewish people, you know. So Pilate said, you know, I wash my hands of this and I don't care about a Jew. And he crucified Messiah. And it was Roman soldiers, Gentile Roman soldiers, that nailed Yeshua to the cross. And it was a Gentile Roman soldier that stuck a spear through Yeshua's heart. So that's the physical of it. Yes, Messiah gave his life freely so that all could be saved, okay? But in the physical, he was crucified by the Gentiles, okay? He went into the grave as a Jew, and he rose from the grave still being a Jew. So if you hate the Jews and you call yourself a Christian, you are not getting into heaven, okay? You know, you gotta love Yeshua, and you have to love the Jewish people, okay? And just, Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay, so always remember that. Now to our second part. In Zechariah, that's a prophet in the Old Testament for you scripture light people. Okay, Zechariah 12, verse 2 and 3. Behold, I am going to make Jerusalem a cup that causes reeling to all peoples around. And when the siege is against Jerusalem, it will be against Judah. It will come about in that day that I will make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all the peoples. All who lift it will be severely injured. And all nations of the earth will be gathered against it. Okay, so what we're talking about here is worldwide anti-Semitism. Worldwide anti-Semitism, Ben. Okay, so I'm gonna bring you on here to we're gonna talk about this. You know, in Zechariah, you know, this is an end of days prophecy where the whole world has turned anti-Semitic. Okay, the whole world is against Israel. That means they're against the Jews, the Hebrew people. Okay, Jews is what you call them, that everybody knows the Jews, but really they're Hebrews because Jew is somebody who's only from the tribe of Judah. Okay, so we need to really explore this because we're going to be exploring anti-Semitism, and it's through the roof. But we have a prophecy here in Zechariah 12 that shows us that the whole world will be gathered against Jerusalem, and It'll be against the Hebrew people, okay, the Jewish people, okay? And that is beginning to happen. You know, it was very sad, you know, today seeing the day of disorganization in Israel. The videos coming out was, it's Jew fighting Jew, and it's all, you know, it's people that want to follow the Bible to against people that want to be secular. And there are bad Jews. There are secular Jews. There are, and one really bad Jew you might know, his name was Yehuda, Judas. He was a bad Jew. Okay, so we need to talk about this prophecy, Ben. We need to talk about this prophecy about this anti-Semitism happening. You're in Florida. That's the annex of Israel, is Florida. Are you seeing, you know, in your life, in the news circles that you follow, are you seeing more anti-Semitism in your life?
Currently, on a grander scale than ever before. Everybody is sympathizing with the Palestinians and, criticizing Israel when they defend themselves. So in my argument with a couple of people, actually my discussion with a couple of people was, you know, if I was your neighbor and I was throwing, say, Molotov cocktails into your yard, you know, and I was constantly doing it every so often, but I'm hiding behind children, what would you do? Would you defend yourself? Or would you just let me keep, you know, destroying your property, destroying your home, and in turn, putting your children in danger? And the one person's response was, I'm going to defend myself. I said, that's the very same thing that Israel is doing. But the media is taking it out of context. And they're only showing you what's going to benefit them to sell news, because Israel defending herself is not newsworthy. You know, when Israel defends itself and you know, innocent extremists die, then that's news, because, oh, you know, Israel is killing people. But what about all the people that are being killed by the extremists? You know, you have extremists on all sides. You know, there's extremists in every single race, because a lot of people take things out of context. But lately, you see more and more crimes against the Jews here on American soil. You know, and you see it in New York, you see it in California, you see it in Ohio and Chicago, you see it in all these places, you see it in Michigan, you know, but the news isn't talking about it because, you know, it's not good for their self. They have to make Israel the bad guy. And this is where, you know, this prophecy comes in, because, you know, Jerusalem is the time clock for the world. What happens in Jerusalem marks the hand of time as we get closer to midnight, to when the bridegroom is going to come for his bride. But people don't want to look at that, because it's too much truth, and truth in this day and age has become hate speech. So if you speak the truth, you know, you're speaking hate, and you're spewing words of hate, and that is unacceptable in this society. But those of us who know the truth those of us who follow the truth know that what's happening now in Jerusalem is because what Zechariah is speaking about right here. You know, don't dare lift a finger against Israel, because just like, you know, Hashem says right here, that all who lift it will be severely injured. Whoever lifts that heavy stone, okay, which is Jerusalem, is going to be injured. The Jewish people are the apple of his eye, and he holds them in the palm of his hand. And you know, for those who don't understand, it all boils down to the blessing, where, you know, he made the promise that he made to Avinu, Abraham, you know, where he said, I will bless those who bless you, I will curse those who curse you, you know, and through you all the families of the earth will be blessed. And why is that? Because all the majority of the families of the earth come from his seed, you know. I mean, the multiplication of all the children that Abraham had, God promised him that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars, and you would not be able to count them, you know. But this is where we're at, and this is exactly where we're heading. We're heading to where Jerusalem is going to move the hand, the second hand, to midnight.
Yeah, we're really going to see that very shortly. But we have to, what we're focusing on tonight is the growing anti-Semitism around the globe and here, okay? And we'll get to what happened on the NC Renegade in a few minutes. But first we have to establish this. In Genesis in 12, verse 2 and 3, in Bereshit 12, 2 and 3, I'll make of you a great nation, I'll bless you, and I'll make your name great, and you are to be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you, and I will curse anyone who curses you, and by you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Okay, so it's through Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That lineage is very important, okay, that the blessings come through them, okay, and the people in the land of Israel today are the descendants, okay? Now, how do you know they're the descendants, okay? Well, let's think about this for a second. What other people have been so persecuted throughout the globe, not just in one country, okay? Throughout the globe, through many, many, many countries, okay? It has been those people that are in the land today, because you got the black Hebrew Israelites who think they're the people, okay? Well, are you being persecuted, murdered through the ages, okay? In not just one country, not just one continent, okay? Throughout the globe, okay? When Israel was reborn in 1948, what people were there? What people were there are the same people that are there today, okay? So that is an important understanding, that we're dealing with those people, okay? We're dealing with those people. They are the descendants, okay? So, you know, then we move to this next part, and this is really important, okay? In Genesis 22, verse 15 through 17, okay? Let me take my face off the screen so you can see that bottom part. That's really important, okay? A lot of Gentiles think that they get engrafted in to the house. According to Romans 11, yes, you do, but you become part of the family. You're not the descendants. There's a difference between becoming part of the family and the descendants, okay? It's important to understand that because descendants is, in some translations in verse 17, it says seeds. It's H2233, Zerah. It means number one, seed, offspring. Number two, seed. Number three, semen, virile, okay? Number three, virile. Okay, it's under the key there. I can't remove that at the moment. Okay, let me see if I can remove that for 1 second. Take this off here. And this off here. Let me bring that back up so you can see it. Okay. Offspring, seed, semen. Okay, so the descendants of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, it has to be the seed. It has to be, you know, marital relations, and it has to be from the father. Okay, the Gentiles can be part of spiritual Israel, but they are part of the family, but not part of the descendants, and they don't have this next part in Revelation. They don't have the father's name. The father made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob according to Bereshit 12. That's Genesis 12 and Genesis 22. Okay? That seed is of messianic believers, as we see in Revelation 14, verse 1. Those messianic believers, like myself, okay, I don't fit in this group anymore because they are virgins, and I'm a grandfather, so I lost my virginity a long, long time ago. Okay, so these messianic virgins, these true Israelites, have his name and his father's name written on them. Okay, so we look at that. Now, also remember, subscribe to our Vimeo page, subscribe to our YouTube page, subscribe to our Rumble page, okay? So remember to subscribe and hit the like button. I'll put the little thing up there. Now subscribe, okay? And so now we're going to move into the anti-Semitism. We're going to move into the Arabic. Well, before I move on, do you want to say anything about the scriptures, the seed, or the 144,000, Ben?
Well, you know, for a number of years as a Christian, in the church that I was going to, I'm not going to say that all Christians, I'm just going to say where I was congregating at, led us to believe that we could have been part of the 144,000. You know, but when I came back to my roots, after discovering that, you know, I'm from the lineage of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, this and your teaching and explanation had clarified this, you know, and for those JWs who think that they're going to be the 144,000, they've got something else coming to them, because these are, as you say, and as the scripture says, these are those who have his name and his father's name written on their foreheads. They are specifically labeled as 12,000 from each of the tribes of Israel. 12,000 from each tribe. 12,000 from Simeon, from Reuben, from Issachar, from Levi, from Judah, from Benjamin.
The only one that's missing is Dan.
The only one that's missing is Dan, right. You have to understand that when you see these people, okay, rise to the surface, these are the people that will call back Messiah. These are the people that are going to further move that second hand to 12 midnight. And you know, it's like our Father says, he says, be still and know that I am God.
And these are
definitely going to know that he is God when this happens.
And these are also the ones that we need to point out that call back the Mashiach. They are the ones that say, Baruch Haba B'Shem Yehovah. Okay, that's really important, because Satan will do whatever he has to kill these people. So that's why the anti-Semitism is rising. You know, wars and rumors of wars. I mean, we can do a lot of subjects, but, you know, tonight we had to talk about this, because anti-Semitism is through the roof. And me being a Jew growing up, you know, as a Jew, you know, there's a lot of people recently that have been doing DNA tests and stuff like that and finding out that they are Jewish, and that's wonderful, okay? But one of the things that growing up as a Jew, you're aware of the hatred. And there's a, you know, when you hear things in, you know, on television or, you know, on the internet, your ears perk up. You really take notice. And I noticed an uptick recently, a major uptick, okay? And it started with Kanye West. You know, he made, you know, some observations about, you know, those in Hollywood, okay? You know, there's a lot of Jews in media, but there's also a tremendous amount of Gentiles in media, okay? There's, you know, producers and movie, you know, people that are Jewish, and, you know, Harvey Weinstein, but there's thousands of others that are not Jewish, okay? So Kanye West was making these, as a Jew, you know, it was true, but it got a little to the edge, okay? And then you got this white supremacist, Nick Fuentes. So him, Fuentes and Kanye West went to Mar-a-Lago to talk to Trump. And Nick Fuentes, you know, the guy's an anti-Semite. Okay? Some of the stuff he says. And then I was, you know, going on the StuPeters.com website, and he's got his own network and stuff. And this dissident, this Dalton Klodfelter, this little boy, he is an anti-Semite. Okay? He is an anti-Semite. And, you know, this is just a few of the numerous satanic demons that I heard in it. It went past where it went before. It really went, it's sort of like, I felt like as if we were going over Niagara Falls, okay? And then we come to NC Renegade. NC Renegade, it's a website out of North Carolina here. Now, we got to talk about genocide, okay? Because Hitler used this, and he uses the media. So when the media is being controlled not by the Jews, but by the cabal, and, you know, these people, we've done a couple of shows. One of the shows is number 342, which if you go to the sledgehammershow.com, you can watch all the previous Sledgehammer shows. Okay, in 2021, we did a couple of shows dealing with genocide. But one of the things that you need in genocide, and this is where the anti-Semitism comes in, because they label people, us and them, those bad Jews. They have all the money. They own all the media, okay? I didn't know Elon Musk was Jewish. He's not. Okay. Well, Mark Zuckerberg, he's Jewish. Okay, he's got Facebook. Okay. But you have other outlets. And Zuckerberg doesn't really run anything. He's being run by evil. Okay. So the first thing we do, you know, to do genocide is cause anti-Semitism. Us and them. Say the Jews own everything. They own all the money. Okay. Really work at getting people to hate them. Okay. Identify them. Okay. They follow the Bible. You know, the Bible only talks about male and female, not the 74 different sexes. There's only two sexes. Okay. You know, I read that today, 74 different sexes. Some kid got kicked out of school because he said there was only two sexes. Okay. Then what you do with the anti-Semitism is, number three, you discriminate against them. You classify them. You discriminate against them. They own all the money. They got all the businesses. And that's what Hitler did. But that's happening again with this anti-Semitism stuff. Kanye West, Nick Fuentes, the right dissident. You got all these people, and you got these demonic people, not all of them, but some of them, on NC Renegade that we're going to get to. And I got their posts, okay, of this article talking about the Ukraine, okay? Then you polarize the people against the Jews. You polarize again. Well, you don't got no money, but the Jews have Rolls Royces. They got planes. They got this and that and all this other thing. So that starts the genocide, because Satan wants to get rid of the Jews, because the 144,000 will lock Satan away in a cell for 1,000 years. And then ultimately he will be destroyed. So you got this genocide, okay? And here is a thing from Nazi Germany. You know, this is what Hitler put up. From Hitler's health ministry, they said the Jews are lice. They cause typhus, okay? That's one of the ways that Hitler got the Jews, they got them on the cattle cars, because the people thought that the Jews were causing typhus, so the government was going to move all the Jews to these places where they could give them medicine and take care of them, so that other people were not infected. So Ben, you know, we got this, before we get to the NC Renegade postings, you know, we got genocide happening. We got the, you know, us and them, you know, point the finger at those people. Okay. What do you think about this? You know, we've done a bunch of shows. Those that don't study history are doomed to repeat it. Okay. It's happening again. And, you know, the Jews, you know, they're the cabal. They run everything. All right. Wait, let me just bring up, before we do that, bring up this. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So if the Jews run everything, okay, if they own all the money, are these extremely rich people Jewish? Is Klaus Schwab Jewish? No. Is Bill Gates Jewish? No. Is Anthony Fauci Jewish? No. Is Bill and Hillary Clinton Jewish? No. Are the Bushes, the Bush family Jewish? No. Is Vladimir Putin Jewish? No. Is the president of China, President Xi, is he Jewish? No. Is President Maduro of Venezuela Jewish? No. Is President Biden Jewish? No. Is King Charles Jewish? No. Is Barack Hussein Obama Jewish? No. Is Donald Trump Jewish? No. Is the Castro family Jewish? No. And is the Mafia Jewish? No. Okay, so these are some pretty powerful people, you know, in the world. And, you know, Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, you know, the Clintons, the Bushes, you know, they're not Jewish and they don't have all the money. So we go back to pointing fingers, getting misinformation. So what do you think about that, Ben, of Hitler putting the typhoid, the, you know, the Gentiles saying the cabal, they're all Jewish, the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Well, it just had a whole bunch of other people up there. Okay, so, you know, Billy Gates is sick rich, okay? You know, the Clintons, okay? You gotta have all that money to be suiciding all those people. You know, the guy tied to the tree, you know, hung and, you know, shot himself in the chest and the gun was nowhere near him. And that's quite amazing. You gotta have a lot of money to do this type of stuff. President Xi, you know, that would be one big Jew, okay? What do you think about, you know, they're talking about the cabal, the Rothschilds, the Rothschilds and all these people, they're all Jews. They own all the money. What do you think, Ben?
But, I mean, you left out the Rockefellers and the Bilderbergs, but those are part of the 13 families that run everything that we see. But no, the question at hand was that why is it that throughout history the Jews have always been blamed for everything wrong? Let's go back to Egypt. They were building the cities and the storehouses of Ramses, right? And the king after the pharaoh after Ramses, or a couple of pharaohs down, I don't remember quite how many, but he didn't know who Joseph was, and they were afraid because your descendants will be like the stars in heaven. The people of Israel were multiplying and they were growing in numbers. And they were afraid because they were growing in numbers that they would team up with other nations and take over the nation of Egypt. So what did that pharaoh do? Try to eliminate the bloodline by killing off the males. Every male that was born in the household of the Israelites was murdered, was killed. So they, since that time, they've been trying to eliminate the existence of the Jews. We can keep going down through history because, as King Shlomo said, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything that was, is, and will be. So the fact that, you know, they say that Jews own all, you know, 80% of the money is because they want to play the people against the Jews. They want to give them a bad rap, a bad name. You know, and this is all situational design. They create a catastrophe or
they create the problem,
right? They create the problem,
and then they play the hero.
Then they play the hero because they come up with the solution. Then they blame the people for the problem, and they're praised because they came up with the solution. This is all in the Marxist playbooks. You know, these are tactics that were used by Lenin, by Marx, and even by Hitler. And but going back to the scripture where Hashem told Avram that all the families of the world, you know, of the world would be blessed by because of him, and those who curse him would be cursed. A lot of people forget when who was Chavez. When Chavez cursed Israel, no sooner than he cursed them, he was diagnosed with, what was it, pancreatic cancer? Intestinal cancer, something like that. This is where the scripture comes to life, because since he cursed Israel, he was cursed. And you can read stories about this throughout all of history. You know, and like I mentioned earlier, the Jews are the apple of God's eye. What does that mean? That means I pity the fool who will try to do harm to his apple.
I pity the fool. I pity the fool. All right. So now we're going to move into what occurred this week and with the NC Renegade and the outright open anti-Semitism by some of the people. There was this article, and it's entitled Jewish Corruption in Ukraine. Jewish Corruption in Ukraine. At the same time, 50 Jewish families own 80% of all the wealth. Where do you see the Ukraine oligarch? I don't know any. They are all Jews. Their wealth betrays their own bragging rights. Rolls Royces, planes, castles, hotels, casinos owned in Monte Carlo, aircraft and yachts under foreign flags, and of course, they don't pay taxes. And plants and factories are bought by them, not at a real price, but stolen from the entire Ukrainian people. Right, so you got this story starting, okay? It, you know, 80% of this, you know, get a grip. You know, as I said, is Klaus Schwab Jewish? Is Bill Gates Jewish? Is Anthony Fauci Jewish? You know, are the Rothschilds running Klaus Schwab? I don't think so. You know, the Rockefellers, okay? You know, these are, so this had, in the beginning, you know, anti-Semitic overtones, okay? The Jews are owning all things. Funny, Hitler said that, okay? Hitler said that, okay? Then, some more of the article. Prime Minister to serve under Zelensky, I have yet to read detailed discussions of a major Jewish player in the ongoing saga of the Ukrainian oligarchy and its political affiliates. If anything, the present conflict is a huge distraction from the fact for decades the biggest threat to Ukraine hasn't been Russia, but financiers and speculators operating with impunity within Ukraine's borders to exploit ethnic Ukrainians and plunder their resources. So in the beginning of the article, it's saying 80% of the wealth is owned by the Jews. So who are the financiers and the speculators? Oh, that would be the Jews. Okay, so, and you know, Zelensky, he's Jewish. So you get, now we can get, so the Jews own everything. Okay, The Jews own everything. So there starts to be postings on NC Renegade from Leisure Suit Larry. So which is it? Do 50 wealthy Jewish families control 80% of all the Ukrainians' wealth? Or are the Nazis being funded by wealth and resources stolen from American citizens? Which is it? Okay, so now you got the propagation of, is it the Jewish families controlling 80%? Well, that's what the article said. Okay, so now you got this one, and you got the overtones of anti-Semitism going there. Then we got the next guy. They're not really Jews. Not a drop of Middle Eastern blood. They are Khazarian mafia, and they must be exterminated if the world is to have peace. Okay, but the Khazarian mafia, if you do some research, are all, they say, Jews. So we have this, they must be exterminated if the world is to have peace. So we have from Steady Steve, we have from Steady Steve, Ben, we got, they all must be exterminated. So we have the 10 stages of genocide starting to happen. We got the 10 stages of genocide, you know, pit them against each other, put them in a box. The Jews caused typhus. So now we got this, the Jews must be exterminated if the world is to have peace. The Jews own all the money. The Jews own all the businesses. The Jews own Hollywood. The Jews run the White House. The Jews run media. They must be exterminated if the world is to have peace. Where have I heard this before, Ben? Where have I heard this? You got something to say about this?
Well, I mean, this is an age-old story. You know, we've heard Hitler say this. We've heard numerous of dictators and tyrannical leaders say this. But I have to pose a question here. Since the existence of the Hebrew people, which, you know, came to being when Abraham crossed over, because that's what the word Hebrew means, one who crosses over. They've been trying to eliminate the Jewish existence, and they've been plotting, and they've been trying. They tried in Egypt. They tried in the Inquisition, because if anybody really knows what the Inquisition was about, it wasn't about turning, you know, Indian tribes into Catholics. It was about eliminating the Jews. If you read the Edict of Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand III, you will see what their plan was. It was for the Jews who were there to convert to Catholicism or die. But they could leave and leave everything behind. But, you know, if they stood there, you know, and they did not convert, they would die. And many of those Jews were tortured during the Inquisition because they had the butchers, and they had, you know, the small store owners. They had them on their payroll, and they were watching them, and they would go into the store, and they would never buy pork, and then they would be brought in for questioning by the priests. And you can you know, you can read about this if you really want to learn about it. You'd have to dig deep, because this is part of history that they don't want us to find out. And then we, you know, slingshot to the, I guess you could say the present past, because Hitler did the same thing. And it, it's funny, because when you dig deep into the Holocaust, you'll see that the Catholic Church was behind it. You know, the Catholic Church funded a lot of what Hitler did, what was doing, you know, and
they never excommunicated him either.
No. And if who was it? It was Pope Benedict, was it, that apologized for the Inquisition? Or was it this guy, Francis?
It was either Benedict or John Paul.
It was one of them that apologized for the Inquisition. And nobody batted their eyes. Nobody bothered looking deeper into the why are we getting an apology now, you know? And this is where we go back to the scripture. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. But you stop and you ask, well, why is it that those who tortured us, who killed off our people, why are they successful? Why are they, why do they have so much power? And it's because, you know, our God is giving them their reward now, because they're going to have to pay for it later. You know, but we're heading back into this stage, because there is nothing new under the sun, and history repeats itself. So what happened in World War II, what happened in the Inquisition, what happened in Egypt is going to happen again. How is it happening? They are introducing the jab for children, and they're making it mandatory in many places.
Well, let's get to this anti-Semitism. Let's go to this okay. Next part here. I want to bring on this because you got other people that chimed in, and this demonic piece of garbage. This guy who calls him the real enemy, himself the real enemy. The 13th tribe lie is one of their tricks set up long ago to distract you today. There is no Khazarian mafia. It's a Jewish trick. They sold you, and you're falling for it. You had better figure it out. If you want to even have a chance of saving this nation, they send the rabbis to sell you that they are the good ones, the apple of God's eye, and all that baloney to play off the Christian indoctrination. They sold you as well. The real Jews are the good ones. It's the evil Khazarian mafia. It's a trick. So now we got this scum, okay? This guy, the real enemy, this demonically possessed piece of garbage, okay? He's saying that the Jews, they're gonna trick you because you're too stupid to know. Okay, let me just add another thing that this real enemy posted on NC Renegade. To Rabbi Wilma Covens, you sent yourself since you gladly work for the goals of your tribe. Wes has obviously come a very long way, but he's also obviously still someone under the spell of the snake. Keep going, West. You will get there, hopefully. Takes a while to work your way through it all, but some of us get all the way there, and you damn well know it. Why would I come on any show to debate you? Because we invited the real enemy to come to the show. But he was too much of a coward. He didn't have the testicular fortitude to come and be with the show. So, Ben, what's your last couple of shekels?
My last couple of shekels to everybody is keep your eyes wide open and your ears unplugged. Forget about the distraction and put your focus on what is happening in Jerusalem, because that will tell you where we're at on this timeline, that we're nearing the end. Open up the Word of God, go back to the original scripture, go back to the Hebrew Bible, and look for what God is telling you. A lot of it has been lost through translation, but we can recover it if we learn the original, the Torah, the Ketuvim and the Nevi'im, or the Nevi'im and the Ketuvim, the Tanakh. And we will know what God's will is for us and what is happening, where we're at, and where we're going. Because the Word of God is not lie. The Word of God is not void. He said, my word shall not return unto me void, for it will accomplish that which it set out to do. People, it is time to repent. It is time to turn back to the truth and follow, because our lives are at stake.
We are heading for a rough time. And when we see open anti-Semitism like we saw those postings from cowards like this little demon, the real enemy, who doesn't use his real name, and he wouldn't come on this show. This man that doesn't have any testicular fortitude. He doesn't have the chutzpah to come on a show and debate us, you know, because he's a coward. But we have these growing cowards, and, you know, the Revolution War in America, only 3% of the colonists wanted to leave England. Hitler and his Nazi party was a very small party that started out but gained power. So these anti-Semites are a sign to you that the end is coming, because Satan is working his minions, okay, to try to kill the Jew, the Hebrew. And people like myself are descendants of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Ben is a descendant of that same line. The seed. Yes, the Gentiles can become part of the family, but they're not descendants. Satan knows that. So he's trying to kill as many Jews as possible, and he's tuning up this anti-Semitism to get you away from the promise. Okay? And God said, and he doesn't break his promise. People break their promises, but God never breaks his promises. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Malachi 3, verse 6, that's a prophet in the Old Testament for you rookies. Okay? He says, I do not change. Hebrews 13:8, Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if you curse the Jew, okay, you will receive curses from the creator of the universe. Are all Jews good? No. We have one in the Bible called Judas. Okay, we got Korach and his whole gang. Let God take care of the Jews. He's real good at it. He kicked us out of our house for 2,000 years. But don't get misled by these scum, these cowards, these people that want to commit genocide against the Hebrew people, because Germany had to pay a big price, you know, when God was done using them, okay? And Egypt still hasn't returned from her former wealth. He used them to put Israel in bondage for over 400 years, but you don't want to be that person. Where is the Babylonian Empire? Where is the Persian Empire? Gone, okay? So don't follow people like the enemy, you know, the coward, okay? So spread the link about this show. The show, go to the sledgehammershow.com or bgmctv.org. For Ben Jimenez and the Remnants Call and Beth Kalim Messianic Congregation, till next week, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom. This is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to the Remnants Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about Him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's bethgoyim.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnants Call. If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you His shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend a day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean, and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into His eternal word. Not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of His kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to Him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close the Shabbat together with a reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website, where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BethGoyim.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.